Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
Well, as they say, money makes the world go around. So when you get some, it's important you know what to do with it and how to treat it with respect. Managing money carefully and creating budgets is a very useful skill, actually an imperative skill to have, especially as life progresses with infinite unknowns that drop on you when you least expect it. So when deciding on how to manage your finances, it's important to look at the bigger picture, the longer term view, and take into account different factors of your monetary situation like your earnings, your expenditure, your savings, whilst also consider possible risks so that you can have a plan B. Money is vital to the way we live, so managing it carefully and making sure that you understand your current and future financial situation can help you to relax, leave stress behind, live within your means, and as they say, enjoy your life. Let's talk about budgeting strategies. Given that managing money is so important to us, it allows us to put a roof over our heads and food on the table and keep our Netflix account, it's no surprise why people get so worked up about it. What many people do is overcomplicate their financial situation because the way in which they live is so important to them. The reality is that often the simpler methods and techniques are more effective. We all have different lives and different needs and different wants, and therefore we will have different budgeting strategies. But the people who are sensible with their money will all budget and manage their money regardless of how they live their life. Bear in mind that our societies need us to spend and pay our 20% value-added tax. So we're constantly faced with goodies that we feel would enhance our lives, when invariably they won't. And that must-have today will lie dormant in our cupboards for a few years until we get rid of it. Our lives are all about spend, spend, spend. Hence need and want, and this is what our governments want us to do. Actually, they quite like us going into debt, such as the 45% or thereabouts a year interest on credit cards. It's a very slippery slope to misery. So remember a little tip. Sleep on it first. Do you still feel such an urgent need in the morning? Then go and take the card out of the freezer and wait for it to thaw out. Now, do you really still need to make that purchase? You must fight the craving, the addiction for those spontaneous impulse purchases because they add up really quickly. So here are just a few of the best, most recommended budget strategies. Listen and think about which one suits you best. Pay yourself first. Well, the pay yourself budget is very simple, the most simple in fact, and it does what it says on the tin. Now, the reason behind it being the simplest is because it requires the least amount of planning and actual strategy. With the pay yourself first budget, the earnings you get are divided into two categories, savings and whatever you want. And that's it. After you've allocated a certain amount, a certain percentage to your savings for future needs, the rest of the money's yours to do with as you please. Strangely, however, it's a problem most commonly used by people on different ends of the budgeting spectrum. People earning money for the first time in their life, like children with a school part-time job, or people going into work for the first time, or by budgeting experts, or the higher earners with large expendable incomes might tend to use this technique for long-term saving planning, as money's not necessarily the most vital aspect or worry of their lives, and they respect it. Again, this could be because they have a good grasp of financial responsibility, have budgeted well, and so don't need to worry or have enough to spend with the knowledge of financial stability regardless. Zero-based. Well, the zero-based budget focuses on assigning a monetary rate to every aspect of your financial expenditure. Now, given that life is random and you can't predict what's going to happen in the future, therefore it's useful to be prepared for all potential circumstances. This is where this particular budgeting technique excels, by giving each aspect of outgoings expenditure, for example, bills, rent, food, leisure, Amazon, transport, you're creating a strict path for yourself to follow, which can allow you to stay within the limits of your earnings. Yes, whilst being strict, it's also flexible. If you're going on a holiday for a week, for example, to a different country, you might put more money into the transport category. However, you're not always going to need that much. The zero-based budget allows you to create your budget around your schedule. So if you know you're not going to need a big transport fund for next week, you can roll over the money and add it to a different category, one which might be more necessary. The zero-based budget is best for people who are strict with their finances and either want to know where they're spending or they need to know where they're spending their money. New, inexperienced budgeters also tend to warm to this technique because it's very hands-on and gives a greater sense of control over personal finances than some of the other more laissez-faire, relaxed and carefree approaches. The envelope budget is probably the most traditional and physical in that with this technique, you will put and keep your money, cash, in envelopes. It might not seem like the most secure place to keep money, but it's more about the principle than it is about the security. Just like with the zero-based budget, the envelope budget forces you to dissect and assign money to different areas of your life and expenditure. Once you put that certain amount of money into an envelope, that's all you have to spend. What the envelopes force you to do is be disciplined. Let's say you give yourself £100 to spend on fashion, eating out, and Starbucks lattes. Well, if you run out of money and dip into, let's say, your rent category, you ruin the entire system because you can't pay your rent. The envelope system is used primarily by people who need to be stricter with their earnings. It's easy to get carried away with spending, as it's a lot easier to spend than it is to save. So you need a hard reset with your budgeting method, then the envelope technique would be very useful. The values first system works by creating a list of what matters to you most in order of most importance. Now, we're all deserving of enjoyment, irrespective of our personal income. Many of us will work hard for our pay, and remember, you lose up to 50% of it in obligatory taxes. And therefore, when it comes to spending it, we'll want to spend it on the things that matter most to us. Priority needs first, and then that which gives us the most pleasure. The values first budget lists those very things, and you can create your budget around them. Given that you're most likely to spend more money on what's important to you, then there's a chance that you'll be unable to afford everything you desire. It's here where you'll have to either reassign your budget or leave it out completely. Don't buy it. Do the let's sleep on it thing. The system is most beneficial to people who have trouble sticking with and following other budget strategies because of the emotional attachment. I think it's safe to say that no one wants to pay bills and rent, but if you didn't, you wouldn't have a claim to your property, the roof over your head, as well as not being able to improve it or provide yourself and others with heat and electricity. So, it's understandable then why people must have other more important aspects, at least to them, for what they want to finance first. And this is who this budgeting strategy helps the most. Let's talk about the 50-30-20 budget. Now, arguably, the most simplistic, when budgeting actually has a big impact on the way you live, unlike zero-based. Simply, the 50-30-20 budget works as a ratio of your expenditures. The 50% are your needs, your bills, your rent, food, shelter, etc. The 30 is your own personal wants. This could be a new game, going out for food, buying a present for your mum. Lastly, the 20 is to be put into your savings for potential debts or emergencies. It's effective because it covers all the bases and it works well because it's simple. The 50-30-20 budget is also flexible. The only reason it's called what it's called is because that's just a recommendation. It's up to you to decide how much you need or want to split it up into percentages. So as we've said, it's ideal for people who want to cover all the bases financially. Therefore, it's most suited for people who either desire financial security in every aspect of their life or people who are looking at the bigger picture with their finances. I mean, budgeting really just comes down to you, the individual. No one can really tell you how to spend your money. Once it's yours to do with as you please. But it's important to note that money is so very important. And thinking ahead, planning ahead is imperative if you don't want to become unstuck later. So it's a good idea to be considerate, thoughtful, and wise with your spending and savings. Well, I hope that's given you food for thought. Take care. Bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative, and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.